Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It is Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. I've been raving about this show. I was a latecomer to Silicon Valley, and then I've been raving about it lately, and now we're fortunate to welcome one of the stars of that show, Jimmy O. Yang. Do everywhere you go, Jimmy, are people constantly yelling "Jing Yang" at you?
They do, like in an angry voice that TJ used to do it on the show. It's becoming a problem.
Yeah, I would imagine. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Jimmy O. Yang has got a new book out. It is called How to American, An Immigrant's Guide to Disappointing Your Parents, which I already see your father is not a very big fan of.
No, even with my stand-up or Silicon Valley, he's like, Jimmy, no, you're not funny.
Are you funny? I have to say, I apologize, but I have not seen you do stand-up. I know you from the show, and now, of course, I want to seek out all sorts of YouTube videos. When did you start doing stand-up?
Oh, this was like 10 years ago, after I graduated college. I didn't know what to do with myself. I just know I wanted nothing to do with economics, which is what I majored in.
Right. But also, like, if you're 5'6", you don't want to play basketball. So if you don't speak English, you don't probably want to do something where you have to get up and talk in front of people all the time. So that's a pretty bold move.
Yeah. I don't know why. That's like Muggsy Bogues trying to play basketball, but I guess I did it.
Yeah, you're the Muggsy Bogues of comedy is what you are.
I'm the Muggsy Bogues of comedy, and that's not just my hype.
Yeah, exactly. No, but so in all honesty, though, when did you, like, how bad was your English when you were in college? Because it seems really well. You speak really well now.
So I came here when I was 13, and when I first came here, I couldn't really understand English because I'd learned English on paper back home, but I don't know any of the slangs. I don't know what the Pledge of Allegiance is, anything like that. And I was basically like an immigrant, just like Jimmy Yang.
Yeah.
You know? But then eventually I learned how to speak English by watching BET, which is the most American channel I could find. So like Jay-Z's Big Pimpin' video, I was like sucked into that world.
Right, know? Right.
And so I kind of emulated that, like my favorite rappers, and I started talking like Snoop Dogg. Little 13-year-old Chinese kid.
What, were you really a strip club DJ?
I was. There's a whole chapter in the book dedicated to, it's called How to Strip Club DJ. It's a chapter of my life that turned into a chapter of the book. And I worked at like the seediest strip club for 6 months of my life.
Were you good at it?
I was great. The owner told me that sales went up 44% after I lap dance sales went up 44% after I worked there, because I also used to be a used car salesman. So I combined my salesmanship and the microphone skill that I learned when I was doing comedy, and I became like a really good lap dance salesman.
Nice.
Give me a little breakdown. Give me a little like 2-for-1 dance special or something.
Oh, yeah, it was all about that, man. Like, I think every fifth stripper would do, like, a shout-out and, like, a whole, they call it showcase. The Motley Crue girls would come on, and we'd get all the strippers on stage, and they'd be like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, don't be shy with your wallet. Coming on stage, we have Jay. We have Ooh So Sexy, Saucy, and Milan.
Milan.
On stage right now, 2-for-1 lap dance going on right now. Don't be shy with your wallet. Get two of your favorite girls in the same room, or two dancers with one favorite girl, Jay. Get a 2-for-1 lap dance going on right now.
This is Jimmy O. Yang. His book is called How to American, An Immigrant's Guide to Disappointing Your Parents. But things are going real well for you now, right? So I'm not caught up. I'm a latecomer to Silicon Valley. I'm just starting the last season. So now with TJ being gone, is Jing Yang like the new guru of the house?
Yeah, I kind of absorbed some of Ehrlich Bachman, which is TJ's character. And, yeah, I become kind of like a diabolical like villain. Uh-huh. So it's a pretty exciting season.
I love it. I love the episode with the smart refrigerator. I love the way the guys interact. It's one of the smartest, funniest shows, and each character is great. For even with Jin Yang, with as little as what he spoke in the beginning, his presence, you still did a great job with that. Now, are you still doing a lot of stand-up?
Yeah, I'm actually going on tour, like book tour, so I'm going to talk a lot of stuff, like a lot of material from the book and stuff. Yeah, the tour is called How the American Tour, and I'm coming to different cities. You can go to jimmycomedy.com to check out the date.
Good. I'd love to have you come here in Tampa. We'd love to have you on the show when you're here in town. And people want to check out the book, How to American, An Immigrant's Guide to Disappointing Your Parents. Do your parents, do they actually get it now that you're successful?
Well, my dad would kind of give it up. He was like, Jimmy, your stand-up is not funny. But I think Silicon Valley is very funny because the writing is good. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, a compliment for the show is a compliment for you.
Yeah, it's more of a compliment from Mike Judge, but I'll take it.
Yeah. How is he? You deal with him a lot or no?
Yeah, man. Mike's one of my best friends on the show. And he's a really awesome guy and really a genius. And I wrote about it in my book that, kind of in a really serendipitous way, he was my commencement speaker when I was graduating college with an economics degree.
Wow.
I didn't even know I wanted to be an actor. And his story was he graduated the same school with a physics degree, and eventually he found his passion in animation and comedy. So that really spoke to me. And then 6 years later, I auditioned for the show. He had no idea. I was sitting there in the audience, and then that was my big break. My commencement speaker gave me my big break, man.
That's pretty awesome. And also, it goes to show you that really, you can do whatever you want. A guy with a physics degree went on to create Beavis and Butthead.
Right.
And then a guy with an economics degree goes on to be an actor and a comedian. And you really got to follow your passion. I love Mike. I think everything he's done has been brilliant. And I'm glad he's continuing to do this. Now, how long? Is this the last season of the show, or is the show done now?
I don't know. I think Mike said in an interview recently that we might go more than 6 seasons because there's just more stuff happening in tech every day, with the Facebook stuff and all that. So I think there's always new life on the show. We'll see. I would like to do a show for a few more years.
Yeah, I hope so. I really enjoy the show. It's one of the really smart, funny shows out there. And check out Jimmy O. Yang on the show. It's Jin Yang and his new book, How to American, An Immigrant's Guide to Disappointing Your Parents. Jimmy, great to talk to you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, good luck with everything. Thank you. Oh, man. I kind of wish that when I go to the phone lines, he's like, hello?
Yeah, right?
I knew he wouldn't this time.
Yeah. I was looking at some of his other stuff. He was in The Internship with Owen Wilson and, what's his name?
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. He was in there. He was also on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but he was the driver from the Patriots Day about the Boston bombing where they hijacked the car. He was in there, very serious role, but he did a good job of it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
That is pretty serendipitous that Mike Judge gave his commencement speech.
Super cool.
And sat there and probably said the same things that he wanted to hear, that he was there and getting a degree in something he doesn't care about or doesn't really want to follow, and that there's other things he can do. That's awesome. I genuinely love this show. I mean, I watched a little bit. I caught it like after the season's run, and I watched an episode or two just catching them live, and I thought it was funny. And then I went back and just started from the very beginning, and I couldn't believe how much I dug it and went straight through to the whole, almost to the end.
Yeah, it's great.
And
every character on there is very funny.
Yeah. The one guy, Guilfoyle, mm-hmm. who I thought I would hate because he was just typical nerd, but they made him, he's so complicated.
Oh, yeah. I love that he's a Satanist. And that he's always messing with the other dude. And
No, it's a very good show. And then the one guy
that we were saying off the air, the main guy is the guy we all don't like.
Right.
The one character we don't like.
Not that I hate him, but he's by far the least interesting.
Absolutely.
But he is the one that gets the endorsements, and he's like the star of the show.
Right, yeah.
We don't really like him.
Yeah, no.
Sorry.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.